State Republican Representative Matt Hudson is the House's chief health care budget architect. This year, the House has targeted Medicaid services as places for budget cuts, and that includes limits on emergency room visits and adult services. But those kind of cuts don't sit well with Hudson's colleagues in the other political party, like Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed, who wanted to know why the state would cut podiatry services for adults.
I have a lot of people in my district who are diabetics, and they need to have that podiatric, the foot doctor. They need to be able to go to him and on a regular basis. So are you saying to me that these folks now, you'd rather have them amputate the limb or the foot?
Here's Hudson's response.
No, certainly I'm not advocating that we advance the notion of amputations. I would think that anyone that has a chronic disease state like diabetes, as they work through their health care concerns with their primary care physician through, in your county in particular, in Broward County, through Medicaid reform, that their primary care physician would be advocating and administering the proper care necessary for them to manage their chronic disease state so we wouldn't get to that position.
Hudson reiterated the theme of personal responsibility when Democrat Elaine Schwartz questioned the cut in hospital admissions. Under the House's health care proposal, adults on Medicaid wouldn't be able to go to the emergency room more than 12 times a year, and Schwartz wanted to know how that's supposed to work. She cites an example of a person with asthma who may have more than 12 attacks that send them to the hospital.
These people will still go to the emergency room. They may be on Medicaid, but the hospitals cannot turn them away. And we will actually pick up the tab fully. These people will not go away.
To which Hudson replies,
I believe that people should be responsible for their health care. And if you have a chronic disease state that is a recurring problem, be it asthma, be it high blood pressure, what have you, your primary care physician has given you the appropriate medications for you to be able to maintain your disease state and to make sure that you are functional, and you have a responsibility to take your medication and do what's right for you.
The issue of limiting Medicaid services for adults and reducing hospital admissions comes from the State Agency for Healthcare Administration. It made the suggestion last year after it was told to prepare for a 10% budget reduction. Three quarters of the agency's budget goes to services. So, to reach the 10% threshold, ACA suggested eliminating services like chiropractic and podiatry care, along with limiting the number of emergency room visits. Those are some of only a handful of service programs the state can cut out of Medicaid without running afoul of federal law. But Democrats like Representative Steve Perman of Boca Raton, who's also a chiropractic physician, say just because those services can be eliminated doesn't mean they should be.
In light of the fact that the federal government has designated chiropractic services as essential and unique services for both Medicare and for veterans and active military, did you take that information into account when you chose to eliminate those services under this program?
When the federal government puts their money where their mouth is and changes the Medicaid statute to make it a mandatory function rather than an optional program, we'll look at it.
Meanwhile, as the House gets closer to finalizing its budget proposal, the Senate version is still a work in progress. Hudson's Senate counterpart is Joe Negron. Instead of cutting services, Negron wants to cut low-performing programs that deal with mental health and substance abuse. He's also trying to keep all Medicaid services intact for adults instead of following the House on the cut to podiatry and chiropractic care. However, the two chambers are in agreement on limiting the number of times Medicaid patients can go to the emergency room for non-emergency visits to 12. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.